We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is 5 o'clock on this beautiful Monday.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. Let me be the first to congratulate Juan Soto, who's just been named American League Player of the Week. Apparently, we do that after four games.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. They're doing a Player of the Week after 4 days?
Got announced about 5 minutes ago.
Come on.
So he is the American League Player of the Week. And with that, you know, he could retire today. Maybe he gets a plaque. I'm going to give you the five greatest moments of Juan Soto's Yankee career.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number 5.
3-1 to Soto. Bases loaded, one out. Pitch. Outside ball 4. Soto walks, of course.
Of course.
Austin Wells scores from third. You give Soto an RBI. And the Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
There we go, baby. A walk on Friday night breaks the tie, and the Yankees take a 2-1 lead that they wouldn't relinquish.
This is the one guy, and I mean this as a compliment. I know people will always take it the wrong way, who is so badass, he pimps a walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He pimps a ball. Like, not even a walk. A ball. He'll pimp it. I have great respect, hate for him, if you know what I mean.
I love it because, again, past Yankee-Astro series, somebody would have stepped up there and grounded to a double play. Instead, he walks in the run to break the tie.
You're right.
All right, here we go.
Number 4.
Long run for Tucker in the corner. He leaps, and he did not make the catch. It's a 2-run home run for the Wizard of Oz, Oswaldo Cabrera.
Oswaldo Cabrera.
Why did you play that?
So that's a home run Saturday night to tie the game at 3, part of Oswaldo's hot weekend. Why did I play that, Ev? Man, we were in panic city when LeMahieu went on the IL. What are we going to do? Oswaldo Cabrera. As it turns out, Oswaldo Cabrera is credited his whole hot start to sitting there and watching every one of Juan Soto's movements in the batting cage and how he operated. So apparently we can thank Juan Soto for Oswaldo Cabrera potentially becoming the next great Yankee third baseman.
I heard Oswaldo say that, and not only that, Tiki, I heard Glaber yesterday do the same thing.
Really?
Where he credited Juan Soto, and now I have
for
to tell
eye
you.
In the, for his eye.
I think it was for his eye. I forget specifically what Glaber said. But he was complimenting Soto as part of why he had a good series and stealing bases and whatnot. And now I think it's getting absurd.
Well, I don't know.
Anything the Yankees do, it's Juan Soto. Clark Schmidt pitch well? Juan Soto looked into his eyes before the game.
No, not even close. But think about this.
Oswaldo
Cabrera is young and impressionable, and he had a fantastic series. Anthony Volpe, young and impressionable.
Right.
Who walked more than Juan Soto this weekend?
I get you.
Anthony Volpe, whose OPS is better than Juan Soto this weekend. Anthony Volpe. I'm just saying.
No, I understand, but I think we are going to get to absurd points. We're going to start to hear, Caleb Ferguson got a big up tonight because of Juan Soto.
By example.
I think we're getting very close to saying he'll be the last Yankee to wear number 22. We're getting very close. Here we go.
Number 3.
Jesus.
And the pitch hit in the air down the left field line toward the wall. It's gone! It went over the high wall. Juan Soto's first home run as a Yankee. A fly ball down the left field line. There is a Soto photo. A home run in the left field seats. He's wonderful. Marvelous.
That was a jump out of the seat moment on Saturday night when he homered for the first time. I started beating my chest.
The more I hear that call, the more he's got to go, it's a wonderful Soto.
No. Soto? That's not where I thought you were going.
A wonderful Soto, because that's his name.
Oof, thank God Evan is not on the call.
It's a wonderful homer. Oh, I got one. It's a wonderful one.
Esoterific?
I think these all suck. Now I'm starting to think that maybe John did do well. I don't know. All
right, number two.
I had to have that one ready. Here we go.
The pitch is swung on and line. There's a base hit to right field. Rounding third, Dubon. Here comes the throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto. That's his first big moment as a Yank.
Opening freaking day in the comeback. He throws somebody out at home.
I got a major issue with this.
Why?
That's got to be number one.
Your sister's ass. We're going to get the number one.
That's got to be number one. He saved opening day.
That's right.
Yeah, he saved opening day.
Timing,
but when you have that many great moments in a career with a team, you know, it's hard finding a number one.
Number one.
Here's big pitch. There goes Torres, the third pitch. Line, base hit, left field. How do y'all like that? Torres scores. The Yankees take a 4-3 lead. Oh, is he good? Oh, do we love Soto.
That's the moment. Easter Sunday, sweeping the Astros with the big hit.
I disagree with you. Can I explain why on this?
Okay.
If
that, I don't know.
That was an amazing hit and an amazing, and John had a marvelous call. You've already won the first three games.
True.
I think every Yankee fan was going to feel good no matter what. Yeah, it would have been disappointing to lose the finale, especially if Clay blew it in the ninth. Juan Soto's throw saved the game. They probably lose opening day if the tying run scores.
Yeah, but I feel
they probably do, Tiki.
But I feel like that sequence on Easter Sunday was just like they come back. It's two outs in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Glaber gets on. He steals second.
I know, against Josh Hader.
Yeah.
That's the best part. He did it against Josh Hader.
Exactly.
People lefty.
And then he's going while Soto is, I don't know, just, I dare you to throw a strike, Hader.
Right.
I dare you. Throw a strike. And as soon as he does, he's like, okay, you little wimp, I got you.
Think about it. You have two teams here with both of their biggest offseason acquisitions going mano-a-mano. And if Soto doesn't get that hit, the Yankees probably lose that game.
It's definitely the last.
I disagree.
It's Soto on Hader.
No. Tiki, I think you're missing my point here. Juan Soto had a ridiculous weekend. I am not raining on that parade. And even though Sean's gone a little overboard saying he is now boo-proof, his number's going to be retired.
Best Yankee since Ruth.
I agree this was the best start to a Yankee career one could have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying the throw, I think on Thursday, takes the cake. And I'll give you another reason why. The surprise factor.
Okay, hold on.
All we hear is he's average defensively. Okay, he's not that good.
Evan,
the surprise factor.
Evan, I'm going to nitpick here. If Juan Soto had thrown that on Friday.
Mm-hmm. On Thursday.
That was Thursday. Thursday. If he had thrown that on a rope and he caught it like right at the plate and it was just an easy out, I would have agreed with you.
You're ripping his throw?
No, it was a great throw.
Two offline for Tiki. He slides it to two.
Right. I mean, Trina had to make he had to really die for it.
What moment was more important? The Yankees already won the first three games of the series.
But
if Soto doesn't get a hit there, okay, it's a tie game, bottom of the ninth inning.
I'm evaluating perfection here.
Okay.
Okay? The throw wasn't perfect. I mean, it was a great throw, but it wasn't perfect. What he did to Josh Hader was perfect. I'm just telling you, it was perfect.
This is where the Yankees are.
He took balls. Uh-huh. He's like, you're not getting me on jack, dude. Throw me a strike. Try to get me out.
I
dare you. Throw me a strike.
What did he do?
He took it the other way. Glaber's running. Game over.
We are with the Yankees in a spot where the biggest argument is which moment was more badass for Juan Soto.
I never thought I was leaving here Thursday with this Cinco on Monday being already the five great moments of his career.
Now, what if he goes 0 for the next 12 in Arizona?
It doesn't matter. We applaud him greatly because Arizona doesn't matter to us. Houston matters.
No, I do understand. I think if you guys win a game in Arizona, like literally, you lose 2 out of 3 and you come back here 5-2, you're feeling pretty damn good.
At prediction, he homers Friday in a home opener.
Yeah, well, he appears to have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The dramatics figured out. Yeah. The ability to play in this town. Now, I do warn you about one thing. Just one tiny itsy-bitsy thing.
Oh, he might walk a lot?
No, I didn't say that. Right. I didn't say that.
They're productive walks, as you saw here.
Very productive walks. You know who also had a great Yankee debut? Giancarlo Stanton. He had a couple home runs.
Yeah. And he had a terrible home debut, which preceded Boos.
That's what I'm saying.
No. He had a great game and a debut.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Juan Soto, that whole road trip, I forgot.
Series. Juan Soto almost came close to having as many great days as there is in Hanukkah. Okay, that's how great it was.
All right, thank you, Sean. There's your Cinco de Favo, the five greatest moments of Juan Soto's Yankee career. You can rewind it 10 minutes if you missed it. You can rewind to the beginning of the show on the Odyssey app at 2 o'clock, where we open with the tale of two cities. The Yankees are 4-0, the Mets are 0-3, and do you feel like it's a sign of things to come? Now, one thing that's already happened with the New York Yankees that needs to be addressed, and sometimes this doesn't happen right away, it takes a long time for it to happen, is a team creates organically a rallying cry. And let me give you some examples of such things. In 2017, the New York Yankees had the thumbs down rallying cry, which began when a gentleman at Citi Field, while the Yankees were playing the Rays at Citi Field, because they were, I think there were hurricanes down in Tampa, there was a Met fan there who would do a thumbs down when the Yankees and Todd Frazier got a big hit, or somebody got a big hit. And Todd Frazier took it and started doing thumbs down every time the Yankees did something, and it became a rallying cry. And they had a very good year. They lost in the ALCS. Another Yankee example. Savages in the box. Savages in the box. It's when John Boy became majorly famous. He got the audio. He showed it of Aaron Boone screaming at an umpire, "Hey, don't screw my guys. They're savages in the box." Who could forget? The New York Knicks from a couple of years ago. The Bing Bong. New York Knicks. Who could forget that?
Knicks don't want that.
Bing Bong. But it happened. I'm not mocking it. I'm just giving you a history of
it. They don't want to claim it anymore.
I'll give you another Knick one that they had. It was started by Iman Shumpert. Knicks tape. You've been taped. Every time they would win a game back in 2013, they had a great year that year. They won 54 games. They got to the second round of the playoffs. Knicks tape. The New York Mets had something in 2000. Who let the dogs out? Pathetic. In 1999, they had Mr. Mojo Rising. It was their rallying cry. These are rallying cries that teams have, and you can hear some of them are organic, like a guy putting his thumb down at Citi Field for a Yankee game, and some of them are forced and made up, like who let the dogs out? The New York Yankees have decided to steal the gimmick of Tommy Two-Face, Tommy Lugauer. When the Knicks win, what does Tommy say on the radio? Do you guys know?
I know.
What does he say? Can you be a jukebox for us, Loogie? The Knicks, what? They didn't win last night, but let's make believe they won last night.
The Knicks have dudes. The Knicks have dogs. The Knicks are gonna do damage.
Yeah, dogs, dogs, dudes, damage. All of a sudden, Alex Verdugo of the New York Yankees said this.
What did you think of what he did this series in total, offensively and defensively?
I mean, dog. You know what I mean? Like, let's just put it like that. He's a dog, bro. Like, I can't say nothing else. This is, we're dogs out here.
He said after your catch to end the game, you hot dogged a little bit, and he loved it. That emotion part of your game, you love doing that?
See, you guys call it hot dog. I call it showing excitement, man. I'm out here with my guys. You know what I mean? I got Judge and Soto out there. You know what I mean? So I'm just, we just get amped up, and we love it. And that's kind of what we're rolling with, man. We're dogs over here.
Those boonies words.
No, I love it. I love it. Hey, I love it. You need a little bit of that hot dog.
Alex just called you a dog. Would you agree with that description of yourself?
I mean, I don't know. I just part of the team. I just try to do my best and be part of it.
He's such a humble superstar. And so the Yankees go on Twitter and they start writing, dog, we're dogs. They stole your freaking gimmick. And I know why. Tommy Lugauer, he's a gem here at WFAN. Does shows, but he has strong opinions that he will repeat, and you may know about them, and I'll give you one of them. When he talks about the New York Yankees, he says it's personal. Mm. He always talks about that. It's personal.
Why is it personal?
Where do you want to start?
Jeez.
I don't know.
What a question.
I grew up in the 90s as a Mets fan. Is that enough? When the Yankees were winning World Series. So
they did something specifically to you.
Yeah, they ruined my childhood.
It's not their fault you chose the wrong team.
You know what, Tiki? Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
It's a promotion, but it'll help explain Lugi's situation. I have a book that comes out tomorrow.
Yes, My Meds Bible.
It's called My Meds Bible. All right? It's on sale tomorrow. You can pre-order it on Amazon, all that crap. There are, I think it's 15 Met Yankee games in this book. I want you to read about each and every Mets-Yankees game.
Nice, I will.
And once you accomplish that goal, you will never ask Tommy Lugauer or anybody else, what did they do to you? Mm. But Lugi has said it's personal. The Yankees listen to this radio station. We are the flagship station for the New York Yankees. And what they did, and they'll never acknowledge it, because why would they ever look at a peon like Lugi, or a peon like me, by the way. I'm not putting you down, all of us. They're the Yankees. I think they said, oh, okay. Yeah, it's personal. We're going to take your gimmick, and we're going to shove your nose in it all season long to the point where you can't even come on the radio anymore and do your Nick gimmick because everyone's going to think you're ripping off the Yankees. They screwed you, Lugi, and I'm pissed about it.
But you have the alliteration. Dudes, dogs, doing damage.
Thank you.
Just wait. You think they're done, the Yankees?
I mean...
You think they're done?
If I hear the dudes and the doing damage following, then I'll agree with you. I think it's a coincidence.
A coincidence?
I don't believe in coincidence.
What kind of loyalty is this? It's not a coincidence. They took it personal, and they're making it personal. They are stealing Tommy's gimmick, and they're going to make... I love you, Tommy, when I say this. They're going to make him on the radio sound like a buffoon. He can't say dudes and dogs anymore.
It was Verdugo. It was Alex Verdugo who did this.
And the Yankees and Verdugo made it better. They did it better than Tom. When Verdugo starts barking, Lugi's never barked about Julius Randle and company. The barking sold it.
Right. I haven't seen you DMX it yet.
I'll just say this to Alex Verdugo. You were up in Boston. You're new around here. Maybe nobody went up there and told you this, but there's only one team in this town that has dogs. There's only one team in this town that has dudes. There's only one team in this town that does damage. So I have a message for Alex Verdugo, for the Yankees, for Yankee Twitter. Find your own shtick and don't take mine. You've been warned, all right? So let's move on amicably.
Dude, you're screwed. You know what's going to happen on Friday at Yankee Stadium? And you'll be there. Sean will be there. We will be there. And then we're going to leave early because it's very important to make the show on time. Okay? Being late to a show, uncalled for.
Some of us are leaving early.
Who would do such a thing on opening day? It's not an off day, but you're still late to your own show, jackasses like somebody I know, me. You know what's going to happen at Yankee Stadium on Friday, Luke?
Huh?
I'm sorry. They're going to bark.
Okay. People are going to wear dog masks.
They're going to wear dog masks and they're going to bark.
Yeah. The left field bleachers now won't be the bleacher creatures. They'll be the dog pound.
I think he's right.
We'll take the Browns gimmick now.
No, I think he's right. I think what we are at the precipice of is a brand new Yankee gimmick that is going to take over. The thumbs down. Like, I was in the building for the thumbs down. I was sitting there. I went to Yankees Rays. I had no idea. And I didn't realize that by the end of that night, it was going to become historic.
Yeah, I think.
It became the thing.
All right, but who were.
What?
I'm trying to think who embraces this on the Yankees.
Verdugo and Soto. And even Judge will embrace it.
Soto like downplayed it. He was kind of like, yeah, no, I'm just going to do what I do.
No, he's not going to embrace the dog, but he's going to act it. He's going to act it.
He might be it, but he's not going to act. He's not growling.
You don't think the next time there's a 2-2 pitch off the plate, he's going to growl at the umpire?
No, Judge is not doing this. Cabrera's not doing this.
Yeah.
Volpe's not doing this.
Right.
Maybe Gleyber, but I doubt it. Glaber's not doing this. Right, who's doing... Rizzo's not doing this.
Yeah, but Verdugo's the new mascot. He's like Nick Swisher. He's going to take over. He's just going to do it.
It's like him, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's just him.
You're being naive, Tiki.
I'm not being naive.
This is who they are. They're dogs.
I think the personality of this team is not that. I mean, they play like that. I'm not saying that. I'm not contradicting, his assertion. But they don't come off as that kind of like dog mentality.
Oh, I think so. I think that's going to change.
Okay.
We'll I think see. It. Look, Todd Frazier was we'll the see. Face of that 17 team, even though he wasn't their best player. Yeah. And I think Alex Verdugo is very similar. Like, no one's arguing he's their best player. He's making an impact, especially that glove in left field. I think he has already told us what the persona of this Yankee team is and what their gimmick is. And the gimmick is something they borrowed from Tommy Lugauer because it's personal. There's dogs.
I've just ordered the mask. It's going to be here for Friday.
Wait till they start selling T-shirts. You think this is just the beginning? This is just the beginning, bro.
If opening day somebody comes out to DMX, then maybe I'll agree.
Move on. you've been warned. Because if you want to go to this level,
what are you
I'll
gonna
go
do?
To that level.
What are you going to do?
And it's over when I say it's over. Because you're damn right it's personal. And I'm calm now. It's a mistake. Guy just got here. Move on. Yankee fans, you don't want to go here. Because this is my thing. This is a Knicks thing. This is not your thing. You've had enough. I'm going to be calm, move on, get your own shit.
Just to show you.
The only dogs in this town are the New York Knicks.
Just to show you the power of Tommy Lugauer, tonight after our show ends at 6:30, I'm sure there's a bridge show, right, Tommy?
Yes, there's a Lugauer.
Oh, there is? Oh, yeah. I got that wrong. Damn it. When the Yankees are home playing 7 o'clock games, will there be a Lugauer?
No.
Why is that?
Because there's Yankee pregame.
Oh, okay. So they bumped you already. They took shifts away from you, and now they're taking the gimmick away from you.
Let's move on amicably.
He's not a dog or a dude, and he doesn't do any damage.
Hey, by the way, speaking of the Knicks, all seriousness, have they released a 2-minute report on last night's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I have been looking for it. I have not seen it.
Okay, because last night the Knicks played the Thunder in what was, and I apologize. I know people are going to take this as me being a hater. I'm not being a hater. I'm going to describe it. A scintillating basketball game. Like, that was a great basketball game between the Knicks and Thunder. Much like their game against San Antonio on Friday was a great game. Now, they did lose both games. I'm not saying that because they lost. They were great, great games. Last night, and I'll be the I'm going to do it for you. Look at me. Hi, Evan doing it. They got screwed. No, they got screwed.
Right on time. No need to break the glass.
Yeah.
Well, unbelievable timing.
We have a 2-minute report?
We do.
Thank you. And before you describe it, the last play of the game specifically should have been a Jalen N1. He hits the free throw. They go up 2. That's the one that jumped out at me, though there were others. Go ahead.
So this is going to strictly on the Brunson is what I'm reading.
Yes. Okay?
NBA's last 2-minute report says the Dort Brunson play at the end of last night's game was a correct no call.
What?
Oh, wow.
Dort jumps to contest Brunson's shot, and following contact by Hartenstein on Dort, Dort makes incidental contact with Brunson after the shot is released.
Are we serious about this?
That is the 2-minute report.
You're gonna make me do this? That's crap. No, I'm sorry. That's crap. And I think what makes it worse is that Jalen Brunson, who is having a remarkable season.
Of course.
And I still think he's underrated in this town, despite the Knicks, you know, owning everything, being the most popular team. Jalen Brunson can get hammered. He can get robbed. He can be mugged. He can be thrown to the ground. He can be he never gets a call. By the way, this is me. The Nick hater, right? The coalition of Nick haters that I run. And I'm just calling it like it is because Tiki knows this. IBO. I can be an IBO when I want to, an independent basketball observer. I can give you a passionate opinion when I feel like it. And right now, I feel like it. He got hosed last night. He has not been getting calls all season long. And I got to be honest with you, I'd be pissed if I'm a Nick fan. And I'm pissed at Mark Daynault, the head coach of the Thunder. Because you see what this crap he pulled? He's asked about this before the game or after the game, about the officiating. And he says, well, just let me know. Are we going to change the way games are officiated through the media? Just let me know if that's what we're going to do. As if he thinks the Knicks are trying to get calls changed through negotiating in the media. No, what they're doing is they're bitching because they think their best player is getting screwed.
And that's been the case ever since he's been here. He doesn't get treated like the star.
He doesn't.
He is. Now, I have not a problem with this, but calls are going to be calls. And I know that some superstars get calls simply because they're superstars, but also a lot of those stars, they ask, they beg for them. It's become like so frustrating to watch LeBron James flop or to watch, I don't know, think of another, Luka Doncic, give this pantomime of this massive foul that he gets. Look like soccer players, for Christ's sakes, right? Jalen Brunson doesn't do it. right? I don't think he gets the calls because he doesn't do that.
You think he's got to flop more?
100%.
Kind of act more.
He doesn't do it because it's not what he's trying to. Like he's trying to be great at what he's doing. Right. He's not trying to sell you on that should be a foul. Let me take the shot, a la James Harden. That's not what he's never going to be that way.
Yeah,
because it's not in his mind. It's not in his like personality. Like so many of these star players are just actors. They're great players. I'm not saying, but they're acting to get the extra opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, James Harden made a career out of
no
it.
No doubt.
There's some games where he was taking 20-something free throws.
Free throw hunters.
Right.
And Trae Young has made an art out of it,
Jalen
too.
Jalen Brunson is not that kind of player.
That's an interesting thought. You may be right. My thought on this, on why, because that's always the question. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, okay, guys, we agree Jalen's getting screwed. Why? You have a why? My why is that he recently moved into this pantheon of superstars, and in sports, superstars get calls.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to the officials, he's not there yet. And I know that's a horrible answer. I'm not supporting that answer. I'm trying to give you a reason, because I am an IBO. Now, I'm rooting for you guys to lose. I always admit that. But I'm also watching a really good basketball game last night after I got back from a really horrible basketball game. I wanted to cleanse myself with good basketball. And you guys got screwed. And I know the two-minute report doesn't do you any good, because let's say the NBA announced, hey, we screwed up. No Knicks fan would be happy. You'd all say the same thing. Mm-hmm. What does that do for us? You're going to replay the game? To me, it matters because it's accountability. And for the NBA to not hold themselves accountable for what I think, just me, was a bad call last night is a problem. And oh, by the way, there were two bad calls at the end of the Knicks-Spur game on Friday night, two of them. Number one, the offensive goaltending was absolute BS. There was no offensive goaltending. Mm. And for those that didn't watch the game, I'm sorry, this is going to sound like hieroglyphics. But for those that know, you know. And the second one was the jump ball violation. That was BS, too. That was horse crap.
Who the hell calls that?
They call that.
I know, that's what I mean.
They call that. Now, look, if Deuce McBride hits an open three, you guys win.
Right.
So I understand there's more to a game than just calls, but you're hearing this from me, which hopefully holds some water, because I don't even like your freaking team.
Since people want to steal gimmicks around here, I'm going to steal Boomer Esiason's. There's a screw the Knicks button.
No, don't steal that.
No, all year long. All year long, this is going against us. Jalen Brunson is a superstar, but the league and the officials haven't gotten the memo because he doesn't get the calls down the stretch like other players of his caliber get.
He also doesn't flop.
He fell on the ground.
It wasn't a flop, though.
No, it wasn't a flop, but I'm saying there was contact, meaning like there was a visceral like sort of thing that he did where it's like, oh, wow, that should be a foul.
Ask Monty Williams if there's a screw the Knicks button.
No, but that's not to say, though. Let me answer that for all you guys, Knicks fans. No one's suggesting the Knicks haven't had the benefit of a whistle, okay? What we're talking about more than the jump ball violation or the offensive goaltending that shouldn't be called, what we're more talking about is the in general disrespect for the king of New York, Jalen Brunson. That's what we're talking about.
How long does he hold that title?
He still has it. The Juan Soto's knocking on the door. Close it in quick. I mean, jeez, he's moving. All right, let's get to some of your calls real quick, including a big question the Mets have to answer before tonight's game. But first, let's go to Lee on Long Island. Hey, Lee.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up?
So I just wanted to make you aware of one of your favorite teams is now also stealing Tommy Schick with the Dogs. Did you hear Hassan Reddick's press conference today?
I did not. What did Hassan Reddick do? Well, actually, you know what, Lee? We're very prepared. We have the audio, so thank you for making aware of this. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the newest members of the New York Jets, Hassan Reddick.
I love it. You know, you got dogs at each level on the defense, literally.
You're being surrounded, Luke.
It's all your the anti-team.
I know.
You.
It's not even the teams
Every
he likes.
Anti-team. Yankees over your Mets.
I support this one, by
Jets
the way.
Jets over your Giants. Our Giants, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah. How you
but
feel?
He's also just being real. I mean, that's a common reference to
so you're saying that Loogie's gimmick is very common, is what you're trying to say.
But the Jets D is a bunch of dogs, right?
You know I agree. That's why I'm okay with Hassan. I got an issue with Verdugo. Right. I'm good with Hassan. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are this. I'll say the same thing to Hassan that I said to Alex Verdugo. You're new here. Move on. Get a new shtick. We can move on amicably.
Right.
But this is my thing.
Hold on. Let's do the same exercise with the Jets that we did with the Yankees.
Yeah.
Who's a dog on the Jets defense? Oh, well, Sauce Gardner. Definitely. Does he act like it? Absolutely.
Quinnen Williams.
Does C.J. Mosley act like it? Absolutely. Quinnen Williams. Do they act like it?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it applies to the Jets.
I agree.
I go back and I try to apply this to the Yankees. I don't see Aaron Judge being a dog.
So you,
I don't see John. I mean, they play like that. I'm not saying that. They don't act like it.
I do want to warn, though, the Jets one thing. If the Yankees are embracing the dog gimmick,
dog,
the Jets can't then use it. I'm just warning you. Like, that would be after the thumbs down thing. All of a sudden, the Giants are like, yeah, thumbs down. Like, it doesn't work that way. It's only one at a time. But, boy, you're in trouble, bro. Mm-hmm. Not only do you have less on-air shifts because the Yankees are playing baseball every night, but now you got two franchises you don't even like stealing your gimmick.
No, that's fine, because I am confident the Yankees, Yankee Twitter, Alex Verdugo, they heard what I had to say. They will move on. They will find something different because they realize that where it started with me, with the Knicks.
Right, trademark the alliteration. Dogs, dudes, doing damage. That's you.
That's
all right, can we agree? That's you. Dogs, dudes, doing damage.
I don't agree. We do it better.
Can you do me a favor, Sean? Can you go in the Yankee locker room with a press credential? Kind of like I did with Pete Alonso with the Mets.
With a dog mask?
And tell Alex, you know what? The dog thing's good. Should have dudes.
actually, great idea.
I'm trying to be calm
and
now.
And damage.
Can you imagine if Verdugo just starts to...
Trying to be calm.
You've now motivated.
Because it's personal, so let's just move on. Because I'm trying to be calm here. So if Fatso goes into the locker room and does that,
Fatso?
Now we're going to have a big problem.
Right.
That's
Fatso?
It. That's it.
Do it after Judge, Soto, and let's say, I don't know, Stanton. When Cabrera, they all hit home runs. So they're dogs.
Yeah.
They're all them dudes, and they're doing damage to the ball.
Yeah.
By the way,
that's when you do it.
I do need to defend my good friend Sean Morash. He was not at work on Friday. He had a written excuse. He wasn't attacked on the air by his boss because his sister got married. So congratulations to your sister. Congratulations to the husband. What's his name?
Pictures. She looked beautiful.
She did. Husband's name, Mike, Jet fan. You know, dad's still warm.
Welcome to the family, Mike. You're a good man. But one thing I noticed about those wedding pictures was you, Sean. You looked very svelte.
I appreciate
it. I thought you looked good, and I think we've got to retire fat ass and fat chokes. I think they're gone.
Officially 30 down on the scale since Evan and Tiki launched.
30. I don't think you're fat, but
30 pounds
in less than a year, bro.
Yeah, man.
But you know what the worry is? He only did it for his sister's wedding.
No,
now the wedding's over. He's about to balloon up again.
No, shut up.
We're calling Blimpy in a few weeks.
I did not do it for the wedding, believe me.
All right. You know. Just making sure.
Non-Ozempic?
No.
Nice. I love it.
Well, maybe.
We'll see. Maybe. He did. Andy's in New Haven. What's up, Andy?
What's up, gentlemen? Good afternoon. So I think, I have a Yankee point, but I think Tommy's saving grace in all of this could be the fact that the Knicks very well could win an NBA championship before both the dog days of summer and the baseball season and before the Jets take the field again. So he could solidify the Knicks being the dudes and the dogs doing damage before any of this really takes shape in a meaningful way.
That's a great point.
That's a great. Well, you know what that means, though? It means the Knicks have to win the whole damn thing. Does anybody think that's happening?
Well, yeah, or else Tommy's got egg on his face. But my point about the Yankees, so this is a really critical moment for Aaron Judge and his leadership and his tenure as captain, because he's never really, you know, he's a buttoned-up guy. He doesn't really do a lot of outward emotion stuff, and nor have the Yankees had a guy like Alex Verdugo who really, really wears his, you know, heart on his sleeve, like, clearly Verdugo has in his career and has over the past few games. So Aaron Judge, I'm sure, talked to him after that comment that he made in his postgame remarks with the media and said something to the effect of, listen, we do things a certain way here. We want to be, you know, visible and emote, but we also have to, you know, kind of maintain this composure that the New York Yankees are known for. Or
you think he did that?
Aaron Judge could say, embrace it. And, you know, really, I don't think he's going to be growling or barking at anybody on the field. Maybe that's just Verdugo, but the reality is that this is a moment where Aaron Judge has to make a decision on where he was here.
It's a fair point. Sorry, your phone was cutting out. I think Aaron Judge clearly loves this. I don't think he's going to be threatened by it.
No.
It's a different part of leadership. You know, it's not only one guy everybody follows. There's different leaders on a team. And I think Alex Verdugo and Juan Soto bring that kind of crazy, you know, show up your opponent, which I'm not saying in a negative way. I don't mind it in 2024. I like that aspect of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But Juan Soto does show up his opponents, and that's okay. When he looks down at a ball and shakes his head, he's showing them up. I think it's badass, though. I think it's what we need in Major League Baseball in 2024. But I don't know if Aaron Judge is ever going to look at this and feel threatened by any stretch.
And I don't think he needs to or will do anything to address it, especially as long as they're winning. The last thing you want to do, chemistry kind of just happens sometimes on teams. And I feel like this current team has chemistry. Right? It just feels like it.
Mm-hmm.
They all play with the same kind of like urgency and IQ and all these things. I keep using that word, but it's true. You see it in how they play. They're small balling sometimes, and they're, you know, manufacturing hits, getting on base, stealing bases. Right? This team has just chemistry. Just it feels like it's just kind of happening. And so I don't think Aaron Jones needs to do anything unless something, you know, anti what's going on right now starts to occur.
And what can stop this Yankee freight train? They're 4-0, and they're going to Arizona to take on the defending and reigning National League champion Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll get you set for tonight's action, including a major question the Mets have to answer before first pitch, because their actions tonight at around 7 o'clock could cause some craziness in the Mets community. All right, Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. I want to get ahead of this before it happens, because this could be an issue. This could be an issue. Potential issue. I want to warn everybody. Potential controversy. Potential dopey controversy, but potential controversy. And I always try to think ahead here. So tonight at Citi Field, a game you can watch on SNY, a little promotion for our good friends at SNY. And I will be watching the game on SNY. I'm not going to tonight's game. So you got my undivided attention tonight. The New York Mets, trying to avoid an 0-4 start, are going to take on the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers feature two former New York Mets who are in the starting lineup tonight, who may well get a video tribute. If one guy in particular gets said video tribute, I think there's a good chance people are going to be very upset. I think there's a good chance that social media will melt down. Right here on this radio station, there will be a lot of anger. A lot of anger. So let's get ahead of this. Here are the two guys. And I will ask you, Tiki Barber, and you, Tommy Lugauer, not you, Sean. Go sit in the corner by yourself. I'm sorry. I love you. If these guys deserve a video, and if they get a video, what your reaction would be. Let us start with Mark Canha. Tiki?
I think Mark Canha could get a video.
And what would your reaction be? You'd be okay with it?
It'd be fine.
Okay. Tommy Lugauer?
He was a good Met.
He was a good Met.
He was not great. He was just kind of good.
Steady. It's fine.
I would have an indifferent reaction to it.
Indifferent. Yeah. Okay. Indifferent. Fair enough. He had some good moments. A couple of big moments against the Phillies back in 2022.
That's like a nod your head react. Like a, okay, yeah.
No controversy if they get Mark Canha video.
No.
Okay. What if I gave you another guy who I have to admit was actually pretty good when he was here, even if people don't want to admit that? And that is Javier Baez.
No chance.
Excuse me, but no chance of what?
No chance that they do a tribute.
What if they did?
He's played 47 games here.
He was pretty good, man. Okay. 880 OPS.
He played 47
a bunch of home runs.
Games.
Okay.
He played less than a third of a season.
Yeah. You're also burying the lead. He did the thumbs down thing to all of us.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
I was just doing it on the merits of him as a baseball player. Forget the emotional negativity.
So you would not do it.
Bring down Edwin Diaz with him.
So you would not do it. And if it happened, you'd be very upset.
Yeah. He did bring down Lindor with him for a while.
He brought Lindor down, certainly. Lugie, your thoughts?
I would be furious. That would be an absolute disgrace and totally tone deaf, considering him and Lindor went against the fans. They apologized because they had to, you can't.
And Lindor made amends, so we've kind of forgiven him, I guess, maybe.
Sort of, but the idea that you did it, it's out there, it exists, so you can't honor this guy. No way.
No chance.
Obviously,
There's no chance.
There is a chance, by the way.
They honored Max Scherzer, who's a dweeb. They'll do this. They can do anything.
Yeah, but Scherzer was here for the 101 win season.
So he's also here for the collapse.
He was here for the 101 win season. When was the last time the Mets made a postseason?
No, I get you.
Right. It was kind of justified.
I just worry, and I think Lugie worries as well, that you never know who's going to get a video tribute. And the fact that Baez actually put up some pretty good numbers in that brief stint in 2021.
47 games.
I am aware. You know what I would do, though? And I want someone who's going to tonight's game to prove this happens, if it does happen. This would be my idea for the Mets. And the Mets do listen. Sometimes they're not very happy with the things that we say, and sometimes they are very happy. I want to give you advice. No video tribute, but I want you to troll on an amazing level. And I do believe the Mets have a good sense of humor. Why do they have a good sense of humor? They leaned into the Seymour Wiener controversy from opening day, which I don't think was a controversy. There's a great old man who's a war hero whose name happens to be Seymour Wiener, and yet everybody decided to make jokes. Like, this is funny. This is LOL Mets. No, there's a guy named Seymour. His last name is Wiener, and he's a war hero.
Does he not have a middle name?
Why does that matter? His name is Seymour Wiener. That's his name, and he should be proud of his name. Why are you even laughing? What is so freaking funny?
You have.
I'm dead serious. Everybody makes fun of this guy. How about the guy himself? How about the guy himself, the freaking war hero, who has more balls than everybody attached around here?
You call him Thank you for your service, Mr. Wiener, is what you say.
Or you call him Cy?
Cy, whatever. Well,
no, you call him Seymour Wiener.
That's his
man
name.
Should be proud of his name. The problem is, you know, you're going to honor, I'm assuming, 81 war veterans throughout the season.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be opening day. Opening
what?
Day, the Mets open themselves up to a Seymour Wiener.
Seymour Wiener's like 95 years old. You don't even know how long he's going to last. You got to tribute the man.
You didn't think he'd make it to Saturday?
I don't know. All I know, and by the way, opening day tribute, pretty special tribute.
No doubt about
it. And as a World War II hero, he deserved it. And all you people out there laughing about it, thinking it's hilarious, you're immature bastards. Mm. No, truthfully. Mm. Guy's a war hero, but gotta keep laughing. Anyhow, the Mets.
Why did you even bring it up?
I brought it up for this reason. The Mets played into the joke on Saturday. They have a segment on the broadcast, but at the stadium where they have a betting game.
Okay.
Of, hey, over-under on stolen bases, over-under on caught stealings. So it was over-under on the amount of hilarious names by the veterans that we honor. Hold on, I took a picture of the screen. I'll tell you what it was. Hold on, here we go. Over-under on veterans of the game with legendary names. Shout out Seymour Wiener.
Legends of the game or legends of, like, our country?
Legendary names. Over-under, veterans of the game with legendary names. Shout out Seymour Wiener. This was on the scoreboard on Saturday at Citi Field. I took a picture of it because it's like, are you freaking kidding me? So anyhow, the Mets have a sense of humor. They even had a sense of humor by putting up a stat that said, hey, Francisco Alvarez had a home run immediately after a performance by the Queens crew.
Oh, I saw this.
As did Starling Marte's home run on Friday, almost to say, hey, the Mets are hot every time the Queens crew performs. So they have a sense of humor. Are you ready for a joke I'd laugh at?
Go ahead.
Are you ready for a joke I think Lugie would laugh at? When Javi Baez comes up to the plate and you put his picture on the screen, use a picture of him with the thumbs down. That's what I would do. You want to play? Let's play. You want to have some fun tonight? Let's have some fun tonight.
Wow.
You got 12,000 idiots going to Citi Field tonight. Give them entertainment.
What do you think Javi Baez's reaction is going to be?
I don't think he'll notice it.
How do you
post game?
Yeah, post, because he's going to hear about it. He's going to hear about it.
Who cares what his reaction is?
I know. I'm just wondering. I'm just curious. Is he embracing this, or is he pissed off?
His reaction will be 10 for 12 in the series. Home runs.
That's right.
He'll kick the Mets' ass. But do you agree?
He's the Tigers' Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah. Do you agree that's a nice, funny troll attempt by us as Mets?
It's an interesting troll.
It's pretty good, right?
It is a good
one. Would you be okay with that, Luke?
Absolutely. I don't think they'll do it, but if they're listening, they should do that.
Why not? 100%.
What's the reaction to him? Is he getting booed regardless?
Yes. Yeah. He'll get booed because even though he was productive when he was here,
his
reputation with the Mets was thumbs down. That's all that anyone will remember. And the Mets collapsed, even if it wasn't his fault. Like, the Mets were in first place for most of that 2021 season. They made the aggressive trade for Javi Baez, which is like the gift that keeps on giving, because Pete Crow Armstrong in the deal is one of the top prospects in baseball. Even though he hasn't done it yet.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's got a negative reputation. I think Mark Canna will get an indifferent reaction tonight. So keep an eye on that. Just letting you know.
Way to be ahead of the game.
I'm always thinking, man. Mets Tigers tonight out at Citi Field. Yankees at 9:40. What?
Yes.
Not April Fool's, but we have some Nick injury updates here. Number one, very minor, Mitchell Robinson listed as questionable tomorrow, re-injured the ankle on Friday night.
We saw him get hurt Friday night, too. Like, you saw him limping after he came down. Didn't look like he turned it or anything, but clearly came down awkwardly.
So that's the lesser news. The bigger news, the Knicks have changed OG Anunoby's injury designation from right elbow injury management to right elbow tendinopathy.
So what does that mean?
So now they're going beyond management. They're actually declaring the injury. Little WebMDing tells me he has tennis elbow / golfer's elbow.
Oh. Look, here's the bottom line. OG Anunoby's missed 7 games in a row, and he hasn't played since March 16th. When I brought up on the air after that dramatic win, I don't even remember who they beat. That's how irrelevant it was. I think it was the Warriors.
Right. It made them like 15-3 with him on the court.
And something I remember like telling you, no, he didn't play. He didn't play the game. And I said to you, the bigger story out of the night was not the win, but the injury. And y'all yelled at me and said, you're a hater. I can't even remember the win.
I don't know if it was
nobody remembers the win. We remember the injury.
Right. I don't know if it was the fact that we thought you were a hater. We're saying it didn't matter as long as he was available come the postseason.
Well, is he available? He's missed 7 games in a row, and now they're changing his injury status.
5 games, what, 6 or 7? How many games are left to the end of the season?
Not many.
All right, it's not
8, I believe.
Yeah, 8 or so games left. As long as he's back by 9 games from now, I think the Knicks fan would be completely okay if he has, why don't they just call it basketball elbow? Because he's not playing tennis or golf. Basketball elbow.
I would say right elbow tendinopathy makes it sound even more serious, right? Like, it's a very serious medical.
Well, what's crazy is that for the last three weeks, because
it's a tendon, there's a pathology. So it makes, I know what you're saying.
The last time he played was March 16th. So we're talking about 2.5 weeks. So for 2.5 weeks, they've kept it as injury management? That's how it was listed?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
like he was resting the elbow.
Well, which clearly he wasn't. It's not injury management. He's injured.
I don't know if it's the same in football and basketball as it is. Don't you have to declare what it is?
Like, yeah.
You can't just say, oh, he's got a, like hockey. You can't just say, oh, he's got an upper body injury. Oh, he's got an arm injury. It can't. You have to like give specifics.
Does
that
count as declaring it as an injury? It's got elbow elbow management.
Elbow management is nothing. It's not saying anything.
Right.
So maybe that's why they had to do it.
But if they're swelling, they can't declare exactly what it is, and they just look at it and call it a right elbow.
Goodbye, SNY. We'll be watching tonight, baseball night in New York, and then the Mets.
Oh, I was sorry. I was finished.
Oh, you were done?
I was done.
No, I'm just saying. the Knicks have had a great year. The Knicks are dogs, and they will do
damage.
What
are you reading their eulogy? That's what that sounds
like. No. Okay. What I'm saying is I'm about to rip them. Their handling of injuries and what they tell us as consumers and as fans feels just like they just don't give a crap.
But does it matter what they tell us as long as they are doing right by the player?
I know that's the most important thing, and you are right, but I think Tommy Lugauer and every other Knicks fan listening deserves to know like what the hell's going on with their players.
So to manage the expectation and whatever it may be.
And what added to it last night, and Josh Hart said it, was our mentality has to be as if these guys aren't coming back. And I took it, I want to admit, I took it as, he's not telling us anything. He's just saying, look, this is what our mentality has to be. But I think a lot of Knicks fans took it as, holy crap, he's telling us these guys aren't coming back. Well, and then it coincides with this with Anunoby.
Well, I mean, at this point, you kind of have to assume Julius Randle is not coming back. I mean, we haven't heard peep from about him or when he's going to be available.
Thibodeau said the other day he's still working hard. That's all he can do.
Which is nothing.
It's nothing. No, there's no update. There's absolutely no update. So there's your update on OG.
I would expect OG to try to play through. I don't think Julius is going to make it.
Yeah, my guess with Julius is he was going to come back second to last day of the year and just try. I think that's what he'll end up doing, but we'll see. I mean, the postseason's a few weeks away. We're getting closer and closer. And look, to the Knicks' credit, have they played well without these guys? Yes. And they should have won both of these last two games. But it continues to be a mystery surrounding this team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.